Sermon 11. The Mystery of the Gospel Revealed to the Righteous. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 16. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. With the gospel of water and the Spirit, not with the wisdom of words. The Apostle Paul tells us about the situation when he preached the gospel in the city of Corinth, and how he preached the gospel to that church. He records that when he testified the gospel of Jesus Christ to the souls in Corinth, he did not do it with fluent speech or human wisdom. The Apostle Paul was a man who received the highest education of his time. He was a man who learned under Gamaliel, the greatest teacher of the law. He was a man well-versed in all fields, including world history, politics, philosophy, and literature, as well as the law. If the Apostle Paul had wanted to preach the gospel with words of human wisdom, he would not have lacked anything, even if he debated with Greek philosophers. However, he declares that he did not do it with fluent speech or human wisdom. When Paul went to Athens, seeing that the people there offered sacrifices to an unknown God, there was a time when he preached the word very fluently in a philosophical way. However, looking back on himself later, he said that there was no fruit gained from preaching to them with learned words. From then on, he determined never to boast of anything else again, except the baptism Jesus received from John and his crucifixion. We can see Paul testifying like this. Jesus is God. Jesus is the Savior of mankind. Jesus received baptism from John to have the sins of the world passed on to him, received the judgment of sin on the cross, shed his blood, and resurrected from death to become the Savior. When he preached this gospel word, people accepted and believed it, bearing the fruit of salvation, and churches were established. On the other hand, when he mixed philosophy and theology in his speech, people praised him, saying he spoke well and was amazing. But the fruit of evangelism was not born. With the demonstration and power of the gospel of water and the Spirit. When the Apostle Paul preached the gospel, he spoke like this, "And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. The power of the gospel of water and the Spirit removes the sins of those who believe. The power of the gospel does not come from speaking well. By the power of God's word, the gospel of water and the Spirit is preached, and people believe in their hearts and receive salvation. We preach the word of God, but we must know that the one who actually works is God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works together with the content of the gospel of water and the Spirit preached by evangelists. When we preach the gospel to others, the Holy Spirit stands as a guarantee within their hearts. He confirms, "Yes, just as this servant of God preaches, Jesus has removed your worldly sins through the baptism he received from John." The Holy Spirit causes people to believe. Preaching the gospel is the power of the Holy Spirit. It is not by human means or methods. Whether preaching the gospel domestically or going abroad to preach, it is all the power of the Holy Spirit. If our gospel books had gone abroad and failed to properly preach the word of the gospel of water and the Spirit, countless souls would not have received salvation from sin by now. Because we truly relied on the word of God, held on to the word of the gospel of water and the Spirit, and preached it, many people have received salvation. We know and preach like this: Jesus has removed your sins through the word of the gospel of water and the Spirit. Were you not originally a sinner? I have spoken to you about sin, about righteousness, and about judgment. Before that word preached for such a short time, it works even in the heart of a person who has steadily lived a religious life in the world for 5 years, leading them to acknowledge that they are a sinner, accept this gospel word, and receive the blotting out of sins in their heart. That is exactly the gospel of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. The word of the gospel of water and the Spirit is like God's storehouse of mysteries. The word of the gospel of water and the Spirit is the word of truth. This gospel is a mystery that can never be fathomed by the wisdom of the world. This is a mystery that God kept hidden before the foundation of the world, and when the time was fulfilled, he revealed it to this world through Jesus Christ and the servants of Jesus Christ. It can never be realized by human wisdom. There are people who say they have read the Bible hundreds of times. Even reading it like that, they are ones who read without realizing the meaning contained within it. For most books, you can understand the content to some extent just by reading them twice. However, even after reading the Bible, which is the Word of God, hundreds of times, they do not know the mystery of the gospel of water and the Spirit within it. How old are the theological doctrines passed down by theologians today? It has been 1,700 years, yet religious leaders still do not know the word of the gospel of water and the Spirit. They know in detail what the population of the port city of Corinth was, what goods were mainly traded there, and what religions flourished in that city. Even while knowing such things in detail, they do not know the actual content of the gospel of water and the Spirit that the words of the Bible proclaim. They do not know the reason why Jesus received baptism from John. This is precisely because the word of the gospel of water and the Spirit is a word of mystery. Even though it is recorded in the words of the Old and New Testament Bibles, they do not know. The Bible proclaims that Jesus came as our Savior. It says that this Savior had the sins of the world passed on to him through the baptism he received from John, died on the cross, and resurrected from death to become our Savior. But even seeing this, they do not realize it. This word itself testifies that there is a mystery. Think of this analogy. Let's say I have hidden something in my hand. If I have hidden something you have never seen before, you can only know it if I open my hand and show it to you. In the same way, we can only know when God opens his hand and shows us the word of the gospel of water and the Spirit. I, too, only realized the word of the gospel of water and the Spirit within the Word of God 10 years after I believed in Jesus. While completely absorbed in one thing, I came to know that the word of the gospel of water and the Spirit is God's mystery. He opens and shows the word of the gospel of truth only to those who are worthy in God's eyes. God has hidden this for those whom he loves. He hides this from everyone and shows it to certain people. Therefore, not just anyone believes the word of the gospel of water and the Spirit and receives the removal of sins in their hearts. It is truly heartbreaking to see people heading for destruction even while believing in Jesus, because they do not accept this word of the gospel of truth of water and the Spirit into their hearts. Our God shows this only to those who look beyond the things of this earth, place their expectations on God, and have hope in the kingdom of heaven. However, for those who love this world, love honor, and live with their purpose set only on visible material things, he has closed the door of their hearts so that they cannot realize the word of God. There are some people who, even while hearing the word of the gospel of water and the Spirit from you, do not believe it at all, but rather oppose it by putting their own knowledge first. Those who give irrelevant answers even after hearing all the words concerning God's gospel do so because the doors of their hearts and ears are firmly closed, and their own thoughts are blocking the word of God. The Holy Spirit searches even the deep things of God. The Apostle Paul says that because he first met the Lord and preached the gospel word of God by faith, he was able to raise up the brothers and sisters of the Corinthian church. We who have received the removal of sins have the Holy Spirit. It is said that the Holy Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. He who has the Holy Spirit of God can realize what the Word is saying while reading the Word of God. Because the Holy Spirit who is in us knows the deep things of God, he teaches us the mysteries of truth hidden within the Word of God. Once we receive the blotting out of sins, the Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts, makes us realize the word of mystery from time to time, and guides us. Therefore, the servants of God do not need any other books besides the Bible, a Bible dictionary, and a word dictionary. The Holy Spirit of God is together in their hearts, letting them know what God is saying when they look at the Word of God. The Holy Spirit fully knows the will of God, the Father, and the will of the Lord. He teaches that will to the servants of God and to the saints. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit who is in us knows all the problems of the brothers and sisters and all the problems of us humans, teaches them to us, and guides us. The Holy Spirit is a gift given to those who have received the removal of sins. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee and receipt that comes upon those who have received the removal of sins. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. Only those who have this Spirit are the people of God. There is freedom for those who have the Spirit of God. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 41. When we receive the blotting out of sins, we receive the Holy Spirit. When you agree with the gospel of water and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit comes in and becomes your guarantee. That is right. The Lord has removed all your sins at once and has become your Savior. At that moment, the Holy Spirit comes in and stands as a guarantee. That is correct. You have no sin. The Lord comes into the heart of the one who believes the word of the gospel of water and the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit stands as a guarantee for the word of God. Because the Holy Spirit is in the heart, only the words of the 66 books of the Old and New Testaments are needed. I exhort you not to read too many other books besides the Bible. I exhort you not to read books or commentaries written by people who are not born again, that is, people who do not have the Holy Spirit. The reason is this: because the Holy Spirit is in your hearts, and while you stay in this church, listen to the Word and grow. When the time comes, the Holy Spirit will teach you everything and supply what is needed. Even if you do not understand it at first, if you read the Word and store it in your heart, when the time comes, the Holy Spirit will make you realize what that Word is saying. The Holy Spirit seeks order and the benefit of the kingdom of God, and He is the Spirit who guides us to the Word of the Gospel of water and the Spirit. Spiritual things are discerned spiritually. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. For us to truly receive salvation from sin and become born-again people comes by receiving salvation through believing the word of the gospel of water and the Spirit given by the Lord. A spiritual person judges all things, but he himself is judged by no one. Why is that? Because that person is one who has received salvation by believing the gospel of water and the Spirit. He is being guided by the Holy Spirit and realizing the work of God. Because he is one who is judged and guided by God, the judgment of man is not important to him. Furthermore, a person who has the Holy Spirit in his heart discerns even the deep things of God. Therefore, our discerning and judging false prophets is a correct judgment. We have the mind of Jesus Christ. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Saying that we have the mind of Christ means that we are those who have the Spirit of Christ. This is because the Holy Spirit of God dwells together in us who believe the gospel word of water and the Spirit. It means we now have his mind and know his thoughts. The Holy Spirit is in the hearts of us born-again saints. Therefore, we can discern the will of God's Word. We know that God is one who hates sin. We know that God is pleased when the one who believes the gospel word of water and the Spirit lives within that faith. And we know where He is guiding us. Some people say, "If you have received the removal of sins, you do not need a guide." But this is not true. Rather, it is necessary. Because there is work that the Holy Spirit desires, we must receive His guidance. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27 says, "But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. However, they say this because they have misunderstood the Bible word. For those who believe in their hearts the gospel word of water and the Spirit given by the Lord, because the Holy Spirit dwells in their hearts, the Holy Spirit himself teaches them the will of God. Because the Holy Spirit teaches the word of God within their hearts, even if deceitful people try to deceive them, they cannot be deceived. Believe the gospel word of water and the Spirit and minister under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. God does not allow all people to perish. His heart is long-suffering and waiting, and he is one who waits because he wants all people to be saved from sin. God's heart is the foundation of love. God is holy, righteous, and love. And that same heart is in us as well. Whether we can have the heart of God within the evil and weak human heart can be known if we try believing the gospel word of water and the Spirit. We are truly thankful that God has saved us from all the sins of the world with the gospel word of water and the Spirit, dwells together in our hearts, and guides us. We are only thankful that the Holy Spirit makes us realize what God's heart is like, makes us preach the gospel word of God to them, and makes us testify to the truth of the gospel of salvation that is in our hearts. When you and I preach the gospel of water and the Spirit, we are not preaching with human words. Because it is the word of salvation preached purely by faith, believing in God's word of truth, the listener receives salvation from God by faith. We must live remembering by faith the fact that a person who believes the gospel word of water and the Spirit is not a person belonging to this world, but a person belonging to God, and the fact that we have become God's workers through the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope that you will fulfill your ministry by believing the Word of God under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and live as those who please God even more during the remainder of your life.